Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
G&D on the Fan, we are live on this Thursday, ready for week five to get going in the NFL tonight. More NFC West in primetime, please.
Yes, please.
Good teams, great rivalries. Tonight, you got the Rams and the Seahawks. Shawnee McVay, who's good-looking on high definition, which will be nice. Daniel, how are you?
Incredible day today. Incredible day. So, my oldest doesn't have school today. In advance of Columbus Day weekend, they did parent-teacher conferences, and then like another teacher worked there tomorrow. They're just giving the kids a nice five-day weekend. So, weather's beautiful. A nice little sports morning with my oldest son. We kicked the soccer ball. We hit some baseballs. We shot a couple baskets before he pouted. But still, it was fun. It was really, really, really fun. It was an awesome day, man. Good review from the teacher. He's like, yeah, he's not terrible in class. Everything about it was great. Fantastic day to get football tonight. It's good.
Your boy's on a heater himself today.
Tell me about it.
Alvin came over to my house. We got Alvin. All the carpets cleaned. That was cool. Shout out to my guy, Alvin.
Alvin.
Although he was a Cowboys fan.
No.
He's like, so you do sports, huh? I said, yep. He goes, ever met any of the Cowboys? I forgot I'm in Arlington, Texas right now.
What's your favorite restaurant in Arlington, Texas?
But he has French Bulldogs like I do. We bonded over
that. Oh, good. I'm sure you found out way too much information on someone that you just met.
I asked him a lot of questions, if that's what you mean.
It's what you do.
I like talking to people. I'm a people person.
You are?
A little difference between me and you. I like to talk to other human beings.
I like to sit in silence in the Uber and hope that the ride ends soon. You like to find out life stories and get awkward statements and then smack us on the leg. Like, do you hear this?
That's the problem. Sometimes when you get a life story, it gets awkward really fast.
Real quick.
You get a lot of political hot takes from your Uber driver. Well, I don't remember where we were for that
Houston.
Trip. Okay. That sounds about right. We want to bring J.P. Finley onto the program.
Yes.
You just heard him, so we're having to work a little overtime, unfortunately. If you got to get out of here, feel free to tell us to kick rocks.
Good. You're good. I'm going to bill CK. I'm sure he'll pay me for it. Don't worry.
Tens of dollars will change hands.
I think that's how it works, by the minute or so. So keep this segment going for you. You make a couple extra bucks.
Sure, yeah. Appreciate that.
A couple things I want to get into later this hour. Juan Soto being at the Dodgers game in a Trey Turner jersey was one of the coolest things I ever saw. And Woody Harrelson punched a dude for taking a picture of him.
That's right.
A few days after Danny took a picture of him. You weren't the guy he punched.
No. He did not get in fisticuffs at tennis. He got it because apparently the guy like lunged at him first, according to the story I saw. Maybe he was like refusing to take a picture, or he asked him not to take a picture. I don't know, but they're saying it's self-defense. That's all good.
It could have been you.
Yes, but it wasn't. It was not me. I just told him I was a big fan.
JP, the reason we have you here.
I kind of like when celebrities punch people. I'm just going to put that out there.
Why do you like that?
Because if I had to guess, this guy was being a jerk. Like, I don't know the story at all, but like, what I saw is he's at a place with his daughter, and they're saying it's self-defense. I bet the guy was just annoying the you-know-what out of him, and he had enough, and he popped him. And I kind of think there's so much defense of the annoying people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with people punching people every once in a while.
I agree with most of what you're saying.
I also have no idea the circumstances, right, which should be important.
Yeah, but let's just walk down this lane for
a second. The first sentence here, it says, struck a man who lunged at him.
Yeah. Punch. If someone's lunging at you, punch them.
Like when Cody Betts is doing lunges downstairs, if it's directed at you, smack him right in the face.
We got hip thrusted on and did nothing to defend ourselves, and we should have, right, in hindsight.
I think generally people are inappropriate and over the top when around a celebrity.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily fair to these people who are just human beings whose job is
cool. Totally.
I'm not for punching people that didn't punch you first, so I won't go all the way there with you.
See,
but if he was if he's annoying, then there's things you could do. Punching him, a little aggressive for me. But I want to hear all the details. I'm not going to say Woody did anything wrong. I'm just disappointed for the show's sake, sorry, Danny, that he didn't punch Danny.
Sure.
Because that would have been
awesome. Can you imagine?
If you came in here with a black eye and said, I got punched by a celebrity today.
And the guessing game on Monday wasn't who did I play tennis next to. It's who punched me in the face.
Right.
It was Woody Harrelson.
Incredible.
And we were trying to beat all of the gossip blogs to get the word out that Woody punched you.
And that's the first time it was
TMZ
revealed.
TMZ would beat you somehow.
I know.
TMZ would know who punched you before you tell anyone.
I know. I would be, just to let you guys know how much this means to me, this little thing that we're doing here, I'd be willing to let Woody Harrelson punch me in the face for the show, for content.
I would hope so.
I would let him punch
you
right in the
eye. If he punched you in the face at tennis, that would have been the greatest moment in show history. I mean, we would have...
Forget the Charles Barkley stuff.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, that goes immediately to the top.
Yep.
That would have surpassed you going on inside the NBA as your big moment. If Woody Harrelson drilled you in the face... That would have been amazing.
But amazing.
Got to ask, do you do a Woody?
No, I can't. I've actually tried too. It's really, really hard. He's, because I think I think he's a criminally underrated actor.
Sure.
Never gets the credit that he deserves for, because he's been a leader. He's been, you know, supporting roles and it's like the small parts like he had in No Country for Old Men, where he's just kind of delivering this easy laid back line. And then 2 seconds later, he's terrified because Anton Chigurh is about to hit him with a cow prod or whatever the hell that was. He's great. But I can't do a Woody Harrelson.
Do you do a Woody from Toy Story?
No. That's Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
There's a snake in my boots. I think that's the only thing he says.
That's pretty good.
Maybe he says something else. JP, the reason we had you in was not to talk about Woody Harrelson.
I was hoping it was.
So,
what if it was?
I was told, I need you to confirm or deny, in our pre-show meeting today, that J.P. Finley may have said, Taylor Heinicke, top 15 quarterback in the NFL.
True. Accurate. Right now, just look at the numbers.
So
I don't think it's a hot take. Like, just look at.
No, I don't.
Beamish and I argued about this.
So, but this is my question. I don't think it's that hot of a take to say he's played at a top 15 level through 4 games.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
Mostly against bad defenses. But what I'm asking is forecasting out. What I was told is it sounded like you think he's a top 15 quarterback in the league.
If he can continue this level of play,
of course,
I think so.
I'm asking you, is he going to?
So, I mean, we did an hour on this today. Everyone is waiting for the other shoe to drop, basically. Everyone is waiting for...
But it dropped a week and a half ago, and everyone's forgetting about it and doesn't care.
That
they played
Bills
a good defense for the first time, and he looked like a rookie who'd never played in the NFL before.
No, because when that Bills defense played a rookie that had never played in the NFL before, 1 week later against Houston and the kid from Stanford,
Davis Mills, they
scored 0 points.
Right.
And everybody was super high on him.
Davis Mills is not an NFL quarterback at all.
Okay. Taylor Heinicke scored more points against Buffalo than the other three teams that have played Buffalo combined.
Correct. He threw 2 terrible interceptions.
Totally.
He threw a third interception.
He threw 3 of them. It got called back. No, like,
that's what I'm
counts
going
to me.
He threw a third interception that got called back for something away from the play. And he had 2 other interceptable passes. He had 5 in the game. That's the time they've played a really good defense. Now, I'm taking the other side here. I actually love Heinicke right now way more than I thought he would.
Sure.
I think he's played really well. I can't wait for Sunday because I think New Orleans will be the second best defense they've played this year. They're not as good as Buffalo.
Chargers are pretty good.
He didn't start that game.
No.
guess he came off the bench.
He kind of played a half.
Little.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
3 quarters.
Here's my thing with Heinicke. On no planet is he a top 10, top 12 guy. He doesn't have the arm these other dudes have. That won't develop. That's not some skill you can work on. Pure arm strength cannon, throw the ball to the outside hashes is not going to be his skill set. So his ceiling will never get above that top 10, 12. Like, he'll never get past that, no matter how smart, how fast, how instinctual he is, right? I understand the actual physical limitations there. But once you name 12, 13 guys, you start getting into a class of quarterbacks that you can make an argument.
So I was going to do that. You stop me. You stop
so
me
what
when he
is
goes
the
above.
Question? So JP is going to say Heinicke or that guy.
Yeah, who's playing?
Who would you rather have for the rest of the year?
Not even rest of the year, but who's playing better right now?
Yeah,
right? Let's do it.
Sure.
Mahomes, Stafford, Kyler Murray, Kirk Cousins, Tom Brady, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow.
Not yet.
I mean,
but like, who are you going to keep? Is that 14 then?
I think that was 15 or 16. I mean, now you start. Then you start to get into the guys that are.
My argument, and I don't know that you need to get into the okay, well, he's 16th, not 15th. But when you get past those names, I think you could put Heinicke in there.
So you're saying he so far has been a middle-of-the-pack starter in the NFL?
Yeah.
Which I think is a very reasonable comment.
Baker Mayfield has thrown two touchdown passes
Baker
this
Mayfield
season.
Stinks.
He's played better than
you're
Baker Mayfield.
You're on the wrong show if you want us to defend Baker
Mayfield.
That's
what I'm saying.
That guy's not any good. But here's my question. What has happened so far? Atlanta indoors, awful defense. Giants I actually thought would be good defensively. Hasn't worked out that way. Came off the bench against the Chargers when they prepped for Fitz. I agree with you that he's middle of the pack
played,
in the NFL.
If we're going back, he played well against Tampa. They didn't lose that game because of him.
Incredibly well.
Right.
I'm just talking about, we're saying this season he's been a middle of the pack quarterback.
Here's what I'll say. Maybe this is a better statement.
Can I drill down into my question real quick?
Sure.
I'm not talking about what has happened so far. Like, you can make the case so far Sam Cosmi is the best right tackle in the league. That doesn't mean he's the best right tackle. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Certainly.
It's been four games.
Right.
There are 18 weeks. We're not even a quarter way through the season yet. I'm saying forecasting out, because that's what matters. What is this guy?
There are guys in the NFL you cannot win with. There are bad quarterbacks out there. He's out of that category to me. He is not in that category. There are guys that can help you win games. He's at least in that category.
Kind of that middle bucket.
The two wins Washington has do not happen unless he's playing for them.
I totally agree with you.
And that has value. That puts you on a roster. That puts you in the top 20 and you start to be in the discussion of a top half of the league quarterback. And that's where I think he is right now. There's not enough good ones. He's at least decent.
So we're on him, David.
I expect that to continue. I don't see that falling off.
Here's where I am on him. First of all, he has far exceeded my expectations. Like, I like him. I also think he's hell of a fun to watch.
Totally.
And there's something
we haven't had
to
fun
that.
At the quarterback position here in a long
in
time.
In a while.
We've talked about this. Like, there are just guys who are good quarterbacks who aren't particularly fun to watch, and because of that, people don't like them. Derek Carr has been good for a long time. People don't like Derek Carr because he stands in the pocket and he makes throws. Kirk Cousins. I know we're not allowed to bring his name up in this town. Kirk Cousins has been good for a long time. Nobody likes to watch him. He stands in the pocket. It's boring. He makes throws. Taylor Heinicke is fun. He goes, he makes plays with his feet. He's off schedule. It's cool to watch.
So I had somebody,
he gets street cred for that. He gets, you know, league cred for that, if you will.
Somebody tweeted me today with a Kirk Heinicke comparison saying that, you know, the difference is Heinicke can make all the plays off schedule that Kirk couldn't. And my reply was, yeah, well, Kirk has 10 times the arm Heinicke does and can make all the throws that Taylor can't. So, like, you're not going to have this conversation without pointing out the flaws, right? Like, he's going to make some bonehead plays. There are going to be these situations. But I look and see a guy that can help you at least as a really high-end backup.
We all
if
agree
not as
Fitz should not play again.
No. I mean, Why go back there?
Why go back there?
To a guy that will not help you in 3 years? It's possible, however unlikely, it's possible Heinicke emerges as a real down-the-line starter.
So that's where I want to get to in a second. But Danny, do you agree with us, middle-of-the-pack starter so far this season?
To this point, yeah.
Okay.
So, but the question, what I didn't understand from JP's clarification is, going forward, that's just who we have now. We have the 15th best quarterback in the NFL now. The search is over. No need to draft anybody.
I don't
no
say
need
that.
To look around.
I'm not saying
so,
that.
That's what I wanted to drill down
question,
on. Yeah.
Is there a path for you? Like, listening, it sounded like you are good to just say Taylor Heinicke for the future. We found the guy. I don't know how you could do that after 4 weeks.
I'm not. Right now, their first-round pick needs to be a quarterback, or they need to make an aggressive trade for a legit veteran starter.
All right, then we're on the same page.
Yep. However, if you extrapolate these numbers right now and he performs to the same level over 17 games, I think you give him – he would be the first quarterback in Washington to throw for 30 touchdowns since Sonny Jurgensen if these numbers continue.
Right.
Like, that's crazy. That, to me, warrants another year. I think if these numbers continue
– but if it warrants another year, then you're going into year four of Rivera potentially without your franchise quarterback if it's not
three?
Taylor Heinicke. No, because third year would be
he
Heinicke.
Gets the year.
You just gave him the third year.
There's also an assumption that whoever they get in year three will be the franchise quarterback. Just because you draft one or you trade for one doesn't mean they're going to perform.
For the record,
either.
I'm not drafting. I'm going and trading for Carr or whoever.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, if you're giving him a year, now you're into year four. How long does Ron Rivera get?
But that question is entirely premature because we haven't even seen if he does it the rest of this year. He's got to do it the rest of the year.
Totally.
Before you even make a decision on next year. And then, I mean, you're getting pretty far out in front of the horse, or
phrase is. I'm trying to figure out where you are on Heinicke, and that's just a way to do it. Like,
I'm intrigued, yeah. And no way Fitz should start when he comes back.
Same.
You keep riding this thing, you see what you got.
Totally.
And my guess is you have a really high-end backup, or you have a 16th, 17th best starter in the NFL, and you cannot stop chasing an elite quarterback if that's what you are determined to have.
But if you have the 16th or 17th best quarterback in the NFL at his money, that's the biggest gift in the world. You shouldn't think one second about going and getting a quarterback, and you should sign him for a five-year, $30 million contract.
Not if you're Danny and all you care about is winning championships. It's not going to win you a championship.
If he's the 15th best, we're talking about him being on par then with...
Yeah, but if the money is the thing and he's determined to be the starter, you're ripping up that deal in January anyway to get a new long-term deal. You're not going to have him play 1 year on a... He's going to be a free agent.
But my point is, if you think sustainably he's around the 15th best quarterback in the league, then this is how this works. Then you pay him now. You have to be right ahead of it. This is what they screwed up with Cousins.
Yeah, I don't think you do it now because you got another year on the deal.
Okay, then you do it in a month.
Do it in the offseason.
I would do it in January, February, once you see him do it
the
whole season.
Too late. He's had his 30 touchdowns. He's the starter going into next year. He wants starter money. I want $25 million if I'm starting for your team. I'm not coming here and starting 17 games.
I'm not saying to pay Heinicke
as a backup.
I think we're jumping to conclusions that we just don't need to yet. Let's see him beat the Saints. Let's see him go out there and have another three-touchdown day against a good defense.
I guess we're speaking the same language because that's how I feel. Like when we're
talking
about
a bigger sample.
Is he a top 15 quarterback? I think that's crazy to be talking about right now. He's played for a month. He's played one good defense, and he played badly against that defense.
He played good against Tampa's defense.
He did. When they didn't know he was playing. They didn't prepare for him. They didn't have Vita Vea.
Here's one of my questions.
They didn't have their best linebacker.
At what point do we stop all the caveats, right? Like, oh, well, when he played Tampa, they didn't have all these people. True. And now he's only played one good defense. Like, there's always these caveats to his success.
I would say when we have the sample of good defense.
When is the sample big enough?
More than one game.
So, at that rate, they don't even play that many good defenses, if you're going to look at it. Like, the Bills are elite. The rest of the NFC East is all fairly subpar defensively. I mean, if your track record is, I got to see him perform against the top 10 defenses in the NFL, you might not get that this year.
Or just good defenses. Just better than defenses that can't get to the quarterback.
The Falcons were bad. I thought the Giants' defense is supposed to be pretty good.
It was. It absolutely was supposed to be pretty good.
Where were you at on Fitzpatrick and Heinicke before the season? How much has that changed? I don't remember your take. I apologize.
I wasn't nearly as high on Fitz as a lot of folks were. Like, on our podcast, I had a running bit making fun of Pete, who had Fitz going to the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Cakes and maybe Valdez had a bet on Fitz to throw for 35 touchdowns or something, and I brought up the same stat I just said. Nobody in a burgundy and gold uniform has thrown for 30 touchdowns since Sonny Jurgensen.
50 years or something.
Don't expect that.
But
it's crazy.
League is changing so much. Nobody runs
Kirk
in the red
didn't
zone.
Do it.
But
the best
it
quarterback
year.
They've had in the last 10 years.
I know, but I'm
he
saying.
He didn't do it here, I'm saying.
Yeah, but 5 years ago. My point is the league. Play calling has changed. They now throw it inside the 10.
A 17th game changes that,
absolutely.
Too.
Mm-hmm. There will be more quarterbacks who throw 30 touchdowns this year, I bet you, statistically, than there's ever been before.
And I'm still not sure one of them will wear burgundy and gold.
I agree. I don't think he will. I'm just saying, like, I don't necessarily... 30 touchdowns, like, we get hung up on touchdowns, that's 30 snaps. That doesn't tell me anything.
It tells you something.
It tells me about 30 snaps.
I don't think so.
Okay. I disagree.
I weigh touchdowns more than that. More
it's
than
a body of work.
Yeah. My point is I'll weigh the body of work. Like, how did he play in 17 games?
Sure, and I think touchdowns is a huge part of that. You need guys that can score. You need yards.
Sure.
You need accuracy. You need to keep turnovers down. All of those things are part of it, but to try to be dismissive of touchdowns seems really
I'm not being
really
dismissive
simplistic.
Of them as much as you could throw a screen for 75 yards to Antonio Gibson. That's one of his touchdowns
right.
This year. He's now, if he does that 30 times, he's a franchise quarterback.
You can
quarterback.
Also throw that ball he threw to Ricky Seals-Jones. That
right.
Not a lot
so
of folks are making that play.
When he throws that ball, I go, holy crap, I think differently about him after that throw.
I don't know.
The screen, I say there's 39 quarterbacks in the league that would have scored that touchdown.
Perhaps. You asked my take on Fitz going into the year. I thought all three guys would start. And
sadly, yeah, I did too. I guarantee
I still
it, yeah.
think all three guys will.
So, I guess to set up a question on the Gambit DC listener lines, for me, what I want to know is the question what, Danny? Is this sustainable? Do you
beyond now? Because you and I are both in this mode of we'd like some. He should start for the rest of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
if he's healthy,
thing is,
start.
Let's just let him keep playing and see what happens.
But I think people are having the debate now over beyond. beyond right now. If Fitzpatrick was available, what would happen? If, you know, Kyle Allen plays really well in relief, what happens? To me, the question is now the future of Taylor Heinicke at quarterback in Washington. I think that's the debate that people are having right now. And I think we're going to be shocked to find out that I think people, a lot of people think we've got the franchise guy right now.
Yeah, and like JP said, I think it's, I mean, my take on that is it's egregiously early for anyone to think that they've decided what Taylor Heinicke is. I think it's too early to be saying, is he a top whatever quarterback? We've had a month. Now, we could talk about the game so far.
The month that he's played is around 15 or 16.
Yeah.
In the NFL, that's my opinion. Yep. And
it's
a good point.
It's entirely premature to declare him a franchise quarterback or to say Washington's search for a quarterback is over. But I also think if this defense was performing at the way we expected, I think Heinicke would be even better because then they're asking him to win games. Like, they're asking him to do everything. And ideally, that's not what you're asking Taylor Heinicke.
I wonder about that. I'm not sure I agree. I think style of play sometimes can be really beneficial to a quarterback putting up numbers. An example will be when they play the Chiefs in a couple weeks. So like, people are going to go, well, let's see what he does against the Chiefs. That'll tell us. They're going to lose that game 42-34, and he's going to have huge numbers. That's the worst defense in the league. And the Chiefs play a style where because their offense is so good, their defense has no chance.
But against the Bills, Heinicke's pressing, obviously.
Sure.
Because they're getting boat raced.
Of course.
What if they weren't getting boat raced and they're able to run the ball a little bit more? They don't
I'm saying,
so that's going to cut both ways, too. I know we're late here.
Absolutely. 800-636-1067 is the number. Where are you at on Taylor Heinicke a quarter of the way into the season? That is the question. How do you feel about him right now compared to how you felt about him before the season started? And when should we start having a discussion about the future and whether or not this is something they should consider walking down a path on? Or, no matter what he does this season, should they be in the market for a quarterback because they got to try to do better than someone who might be middle of the pack? That's the question. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Big thanks to JP Finley for joining us. Listen to him and Brian Mitchell every day from 10 to 2 right here on the Fan. So we were driving in. We heard the conversation about Heinicke. Danny, it actually sounds like we're more in agreement with JP than we thought. Because he was saying top 15 quarterback right now. Whatever, that's fine. It's been a month. And he's saying he's not sold that they shouldn't go do something at quarterback.
Is the phrase that I heard as I was listening, driving around, was he's a top 15 quarterback right now. And I went, oh, that's a discussion topic on the radio program. Let's grab JP. But when we drill down on it, it actually sounds like all three of us are pretty much in lockstep. We'd like a bigger sample. If this continues, then it's a wonderful question, by the way. That's a good problem to have because you're getting pretty good quarterback play. It's not as good as the top of the league, but it sure as bleep ain't, you know, Davis Mills and Trevor Lawrence and Baker Mayfield at this stage.
I look at the numbers for Heinicke so far, and he's going to put up a ton of yards and a bunch of touchdowns. I think there is some benefit to them being terrible defensively in that regard. Not in terms of pressure on him or having to try to go win the game against Buffalo. But if you're playing in these shootouts like they are, where they're getting the ball back down a possession in Atlanta, where they're twice now, they've won these games where both teams scored 30. Atlanta was 29, but you get the point. 34-30, I think, against the Giants. 30-29 against Atlanta. Stylistically, those games are good for a quarterback. When he plays the Saints in a couple weeks, they're probably going to lose to Kansas City. That's a dream for a QB. Ask Jalen Hurts. The Eagles just scored 30-plus in a loss against Kansas City.
Well,
what gives me pause when I hear he's a top 15 quarterback in the league already? He'll be a top 15 quarterback in the league for the rest of this season. Like, he's made it. I've heard a few people saying things like, they found their guy for the future. What gives me a lot of trepidation on that is the Buffalo game. Logan Paulson was on our show yesterday, way smarter than us. Logan Paulson said that's the most complicated scheme they've played defensively. In fact, the one defense they played, he said, that really mixes a ton of things up and makes it hard to make reads after the snap. Two picks. I think it was four or five turnover-worthy plays in that game. And on the season, if you look at per-attempt turnover-worthy plays, we're talking about bottom five for Heinicke. Mm-hmm. Those are normally projections for like what could come down the line. If he continues to protect the ball and throw touchdowns and score points, keep playing him forever. If this is the level he plays at, I think that to me is the big question, Danny. And that's what I posted on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson. If Heinicke keeps playing like he's playing right now, what should this team do with him and about the quarterback spot moving forward? Because there's a fine line between it's too early to start talking about this, and what happens at quarterback is you're too late.
We've seen the too late. We know what that looks like.
At the end of the 15 season, we wanted to get another year on Cousins. The next year, he threw for 5,000 passing yards. And
cost you a lot of money. That insurance policy to figure out what he was just cost you millions.
So as much as we want to say it's irresponsible, today the team shouldn't put an extension in front of him. I'm not suggesting that. But if they wait until the end of the year, at that point, now they want to go into next season and see what he is. The beauty of having a middle-of-the-pack quarterback like Heinicke, if that's what he becomes, is that you don't have to pay him a whole lot.
It's affordable. Either a rookie doing this or a guy that came to you via a different route.
So what do you do if he keeps playing like this?
So for me, it's interesting. You and I have, it's eye of the beholder. Everyone's got their own criteria for looking. I'm not as concerned about a bad game against a good defense. I see a lot of people have bad games here and there. It could be the wind. It could be the rain. It could be a million things.
But
bad
if we're
games
trying to
happen.
Figure out what this guy is, and he's played one good defense, and he had one game where he looked lost, that's a
it's
scary.
A data point. But to me, I care way more about individual moments and things. And here's where I'm going with that. I can't unsee that hospital ball that almost got Terry McLaurin killed down the sideline, where there's no arm strength. I can't unsee the three times I had to reset my feet. I was 6 seconds late on a ball again to Terry McLaurin. There probably should have been a touchdown that the defender almost intercepted it. And people are always going to tell me that arm strength doesn't matter. In order to get around physical limitations, you have to be so truly unbelievably special. AKA, they don't make many of these guys. It's Drew Brees and Peyton Manning. That's the list of these dudes that are computer programs sent from the future to make offenses magical. Alluding to him in the same breath as those first ballot passing record superstar Hall of Famers, I think is ridiculous. He doesn't have the higher ceiling that I'm desperate for. There's nothing wrong with playing him right now because you got no better options, not even close. Would Matt Stafford have been a better option? Of course he would have been, right? And that's why they tried to trade for him in the offseason. To me, that superstar, that 6'3", perfect specimen with a square jaw, howitzer for an arm that can do all those things, is out there somewhere, and they should never stop till they try to find him. But for the right now, this is the best they've gotten. It's not close.
Interesting, because the game you're saying happens, specific throws bother you.
Yeah.
Were
there evidence of a larger truth? That is, he's limited.
You're saying physical attributes bother you.
Yeah. Where I go, he just can't be as good as some of these guys that are the linchpins of their teams, and they're always going to win. The real honest-to-goodness franchise quarterback. Not just a guy that you're paying, not just a guy that you tried out there every week, but the real franchise quarterbacks, which we haven't had one of in decades here.
I'll defend him on that a little bit, because I think the problem on that play to me is he's too late getting the ball out. His arm strength doesn't allow him to be late and get the ball out, and so he gets Terry McLaurin killed. But you referenced a couple guys who have gotten by for a long time short on arm strength, and it's about anticipation, and it's about the ball being where it needs to be earlier. That's something that I think you can pretty easily fix. Now, he will always have below-average arm strength, clearly, and there will always be throws where Josh Allen could have made the throw.
Yep.
You don't have Josh Allen. He just got paid a couple $100 million just about.
You want to do that?
But I think that like the specific plays you're referencing, there is a fix to that. Guys do this around the league regularly. It's about anticipating, getting it out faster. Maybe he won't be able to do that, but perhaps he will too. I want more data points against sound, good defenses. And if he plays good defense as well, I'm going to come around real fast. Mm. Like New Orleans this week is a much better defense than Atlanta. If he goes out this week and he throws for 320 and a few touchdowns and he doesn't turn the ball over and he's not putting it in harm's way, that'll mean a lot more to me in a loss than coming back and beating the Falcons indoors on carpet against that defense. The Bills game, I said this before the game, most important data point to me we've gotten yet. I want to know how he performs against this awesome front.
Good defense playing well.
It's going to put pressure on you. This defense that's going to be one of the best in the league. That was a failed test. So I just want more data points against legit defenses. Let's go to Rod in Landover. What's up, Rod? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Good, buddy.
Man, this is a good topic. So look, so coming into the season, you know, a lot of people was under the impression that, you know, the offense may be okay. But, you know, this defense, this is coming into the season. This defense will win us a few games. You know, we can be about maybe 9-8 or, you know, maybe 10-7, depending on what the offense will do. But a lot of people was under the impression that the defense will win us a few games. Well, four games into it, the two wins we got is because of one person. It's definitely not because of the defense. It's because of Taylor Heinicke. If we'd have said coming into this season that we'd be 2-2, and the reason why we 2-2 is because of Taylor Heinicke, it'd be like, man, you got to be smoking.
You're crazy, yeah.
So, because most of us didn't even think he would play because we had the guy that just got hurt. I can't even think of his name.
Fitz.
But him. So I say all that to say that right now, as of right now, I think he is top half of the league, like 15 somewhere. Right now, I'm not saying, you know, the way he's playing right now. And I think also, JP said it, I think the defense do play a role in the performance to a certain degree. But think about it. If the defense was playing like how we thought they would, taking the ball away, sacks, this guy may have shorter fields instead of trying to drive the ball all the way down the field all the time.
But the argument that's being made, JP's referencing where he ranks in yards or in touchdowns. If they're playing tighter, lower scoring games, you're not putting up big numbers. So we're using his numbers. We're jacked up coming in here after he threw for 290 and 3.
Yeah.
They won. That's why we were really.
Yeah, they had to have that, right?
But my point is the style of game allowed for that performance.
Yeah, if you're in a 14-7 game, you're not doing that.
If their defense was really good and it was a lower scoring game and they only needed to score 17 to win, then they're running it a lot in the second half. And he's going to have the 26th best numbers. So I don't think that the defense being bad is why they're not winning games. They only won their two games they won because of Heinicke playing well.
Mm-hmm.
But it has also helped him to get credit because he's throwing it a lot and putting up some of those numbers in games where both teams are engaging in shootouts. Someone tweeted me, @GrantHPaulson, you can hit up Danny @FunnyDanny, and said he's on pace to throw for 30 touchdowns. Do you know how many quarterbacks right now are on pace to throw for 30 touchdowns in the league? Just take a guess.
I think I counted, actually, when we were talking to JP. I think it's like 16 or 17.
17 quarterbacks
are
on pace to throw for 30 touchdowns. Like, we can't pretend like, yes, 30 touchdowns 5-6 years ago was an unbelievably big deal. It's not that big of a deal anymore. It's like 27 or 28 was then. Not to take away from him, but just judging based on, like, he's getting to a plateau nobody's gotten to. Replacement-level quarterbacks are going to put up better numbers than they used to. Average quarterbacks are going to put up better numbers. Good quarterbacks are going to put up better. Great quarterbacks are going to put up better. So it's not chasing 30 touchdowns. That's cool. 30 touchdowns is cool. To me, it's just you watch these games. How many throws are you missing? How many throws are you making? How many yards are you leaving on the field? And how often are you putting them in good spots? And for Heinicke, by and large, he's put them in a lot of good spots.
It's been good.
Let's go to Joe in Ashburn. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. You know, there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. And you cannot look at Taylor Heinicke from the statistics standpoint. What he brings to the Redskins offense, which we haven't had in a year, is leadership. We have leadership on that side of the ball. The players on the receivers are catching the ball. They're not dropping them as often. They're not fumbling as often. The offensive line is protecting him. We don't need a franchise quarterback. We need a leader, and we have one on the offense. We do not have one on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, Chase Young, he's a young player. He's new out of college. Great cheerleader, not a leader. You got Holcomb. You know, he's Rudy. He's a great inspiration. He ain't a leader.
I think his general mentality, Danny, is easy to root for, too. Like, what he's talking about, the leadership, the aw shucks kind of, he has fun out there. That's a big part of the conversation.
Yeah, we don't have much time. I disagree with that opinion as strongly as you could disagree with anything.
Well, let's get to it next.
They've got way more drops. They're on pace for three times as many as last year.
I've got the drop numbers in front of me. I was going to go there, too. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can react to that. And then I want to, we got to get back to the original point of the question, which we're not really drilling down on. What happens if he continues to play like this? When should they act on this and what should they do? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Longtime ESPN NFL host Trey Wingo is on the show coming up in 10 minutes at 3 o'clock. Make sure you're listening. Fill up the phones. We're talking Taylor Heinicke, trying to get the pulse of the people. We want to know where you're at on Heinicke right now, and maybe more importantly, if he keeps playing like this, what should they do and when? Everyone says, oh, it's too early to talk about the future. Well, we also spent a couple years saying they waited too long to think about quarterback that they didn't think was great. And to me, like, if they assigned him to a 3-year extension today for $10 million a year, I think that'd be genius.
It needs to be closer to now than the way they did it before.
Yeah. But I honestly think it's genius, because if he ends up being your starter, he doesn't cost you starter money. And if he's your backup, you're paying him like a little higher paid backup than you should. But in the meantime, you can go draft a quarterback in the first round if you like a guy. You can trade for a quarterback because his money's not prohibitive. But sounds crazy, but we got to try to figure out, like, what is this guy? And then the thing that I'm most interested in is someone who has come around to think that he can play in the league is that it does seem like 10 days after he played a game that was alarming, we've completely forgotten about that after he had the big performance and a win in Atlanta. You wanted to react to the call a moments ago, though.
Yeah, so the idea that it's about more than stats, it's about leadership. You tell me Alex Smith wasn't a leader? The guys responded very well to Alex Smith as a person, but he stunk, and that matters. So ultimately, the idea that we have to judge him on sort of these intangible, strange things, this anecdotal idea that they're not dropping the ball, they're on pace for more drops this year than they had last year. Part of that's that they're throwing a little bit more than they did last year at this point.
And it's very little to do with Heineke.
Yeah, but it's not even related to Heineke. To me, the big picture is this. I'm having fun right now. He should start the rest of the year if he's healthy and available. They should be drafting a potential franchise quarterback this year. They should have already done it this year, and they should try to have done that a couple years ago. But that's what they need to do right now.
Yes. 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 Co-signed. I'm less in on the draft and more in on a veteran, as you know. It depends on which veterans are available, but one generally shakes free from the tree every year. Last year, it was Matt Stafford, and if not for the damn Rams being able to get out of the Goff contract.
Those damned Rams.
Then Matt Stafford would have been the quarterback here. I always bring up Carr, who's playing well, and maybe John Gruden doesn't get rid of him. But like those types of guys, I would rather that than drafting a first-round quarterback, particularly if you're drafting in like the middle of the first round. Or by and large, this year was different. Mac Jones fell, Justin Fields fell.
11.
Most of the time, those guys are getting drafted in the top 7, yeah, 8, 9, class. 10 picks. And right now, it does not look like Washington necessarily is going to draft that high, but they're about to play the varsity portion of their schedule.
Yeah, let's check back in on that in about 6-7 weeks.
You lose to the Chiefs, you know, you lose to the Bucks, you lose to the Packers coming up in the next 5 or 6 weeks. Then maybe a top 10 pick is more in line. But get your thoughts together. We want to come to you guys, and we'll do that right after Wingo Miller next segment. 800-636-1067. Heineke, what you thought before the year, what you think now. And I guess the most important thing we're trying to figure out is kind of the future.
Yes.
When should they start to make a determination on if he's a good enough option to be in the mix?
Because we learned from the last regime, the let's wait and get more data. That sounds great in theory. That's reasonable for when you're shopping for insurance. It ain't when it comes to quarterback. It's either cheap or expensive. There ain't no in-between.
And hear me. I'm not saying he's your starter. You have to decide that
yes,
now.
That's important.
But you can at least get him under contract at a rate where if he is your starter, it's a bargain. And if he's not, he's willing to be your backup at that rate too. G&D on the Fan. Trey Wingo is next. We'll ask him about Heineke.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.